Ryan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm in such a good mood. Are you in a good mood?
Good. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
What did you think about when the Bears when the Bears scored a touchdown and they tried to do the Lambeau leap?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that's a common practice for all visiting teams into Lambeau. They all wanted, yeah, they all want to do that. And then if they happen to jump into a section that doesn't have a friendly face, they all get shoved back, which is normally pretty funny. But that seems like common practice for the visitors. They all try to get up in the stands and kind of try to rub it in Packers fans' faces. But it's always the end result that matters. That's always the best part about, you know, especially when Chicago comes to town, it's the end result. And the streak kind of continues, it seems, right? The common trend continues.
Brian, we know that Jordan Love has had a lot of signature wins, but and we're really quick as fans to jump on him and when he doesn't play well. But would you consider yesterday's win a signature win for Jordan Love this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think signature wins are, like, you got to look. I always put them in, like, categories, right? And I think when you look at this one, I put this one kind of in that signature win category because Chicago's finally good, right? Like, they're finally a good team. And you watched Chicago play yesterday, and I'll give it to them. Like, they're a team that looks like they're going to be around for a while, right? Like, they look like they're a team that's only going to get better as they continue to draft and develop and sign free agents. Like, I think they're going to be around for a while, and this is going to be a battle between, you know, Jordan Love and I guess this Caleb Williams is going to be there for, I don't know, right? But between this, you know, Jordan Love and this Bears team, this is going to be an issue for a while. And to get this type of win, all eyes on it, right? They were the one seed going into it. You know, everything was, you know, this was a big game. And the way he performed, and kind of the, you know, how calm he was under, you know, all the pressure and things like that. Yeah, I mean, I would say this is a signature win. You could look at last week and Thanksgiving. You know, that was, I'm so messed up in my days because of the Thursday game and everything like that. But I think that was a signature win against Detroit. I think he's kind of putting together some big wins against division opponents, which I think fits into that category as signature type victories when you're doing it against good teams, right? You put up 350 yards against a bad team, it doesn't do it for me, right? But you play well against good teams on the, you know, on the biggest stage, that fits the bill, right? That kind of moves you into those signature type wins. And it seems like this time of year, Jordan Love just, this is when he does it, man. He steps up to the plate and he plays his best ball, which is good for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, Brian, I was thinking signature win. Yes, that the win against Detroit was a big one on Thanksgiving Day. But, I mean, the stakes were much higher. You had the team that you are trailing in the division come to your house and you're able to beat them. And now you got to focus on, well, you got to focus on Denver now, and then you'll focus on the Chicago Bears again. But one other question I had for you, and that is a lot of times you really don't miss what you have until it's gone. But in this instance, you really don't realize how much you miss a Jaden Reed until he returns. And could you just talk a little bit about having, you know, pretty much a healthy receiving core moving forward this late in the season and the difference it makes having Watson and Reed on the field at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see what it does to defenses, right? I mean, it is now a true arsenal of weapons for Jordan Love to go to. I mean, who would have thought that? And I think, what was it, his second touchdown pass is going to Bo Melton, right? But, like, what's that showing is defenses are so keyed in on Watson and Reed and Wicks and Golden. They're so keyed in on these guys. Bo Melton's running free down the middle of the field, wide open, right? Like, I mean, that's the type of impact getting these types of players back at this time of the year does for the offense and what they do to defenses, right? They have to try to plan for all these different weapons and how LaFleur is going to use them and how accurate Jordan is getting them the ball. And when he goes to Reed so early in the game and so often, right away, Chicago, not just the D coordinator, but the players on the defensive side of the ball for Chicago, they go, all right, like they're trying to get him the football. So that in their mind already, you know, in key situations, they're starting to, you know, their eyes start to go to him a little bit. And that opens up certain areas of the field for other guys. And you could see Jordan, you know, manipulate that. And he's working the field like he always does, right? He doesn't key in on one guy. He's very good at finding the open man. But when you have so many guys that can work open and get open in space and they're, you know, they have good hands, you know, they've been really good. You know, I know last year was a little bit of an off year catching the football, right? I mean, there's a lot of drops last year. Not so much the case this year. Guys are, you know, I'm knocking on wood here, like they're doing a good job bringing that football in, securing it, and really doing a great job after the catch too. When you have that many weapons, man, it is hard to defend. I was blessed as a player to be on a lot of offenses when you have four receivers that can really make you pay, and it's very hard on defenses to defend that. And when you have the quarterback that can deal it too, man, like it's tough on D coordinators to say, all right, we're going to take away this option or that option. Well, you still got a couple more options you got to deal with, right? And that's tough to game plan week in and week out.
We have Green Bay Packers champion Brian Bulaga with us. So the Bears lost their top receiver because there was some type of foot injury, and that was announced last Friday. And then I was thinking about in the first quarter, I think it was, as Love was trying to throw to Golden, and that didn't happen. There was an interception. When we think 2 weeks out, do you think that, is it Roma Odunze? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Roma Odunze. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Roma Odunze? Yep. Sorry, I don't pay attention to the Bears players very much. But it seems like he was really, really good. A lot of people were talking about him. Oh, he's not in.
Yep.
And also, are they going to be looking at that replay of, you know, when Golden lost that catch?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think having Odunze, when he comes back, right, I mean, obviously he'll be a factor in the game. But you kind of look at the way Chicago was successful, right? Like, they were successful running the football. They weren't successful through the air, right? I mean, and I think what Green Bay is going to really have to focus on, I mean, obviously they have to focus on Denver this week because Denver presents a whole different set of challenges and going out there and playing them with the altitude and how good that defense is and kind of the way Denver plays. But you go play Chicago again in Chicago, you have to get ready to play that ground game again, right? Like, that's what Chicago is very good at. We saw it, you know, right in front of everybody. They were very good running the football against us, and that's going to be their formula to beat Green Bay is to run the ball, right? I mean, I'm not too worried about, you know, Caleb Williams and their wideouts throwing the ball up and down the field against our pass rushers and kind of that. Like, that's not really the concern. It's, can we consistently stop the run when it's needed, right? Like, and I think that's the biggest thing that going into that next Bears game, can the game planning of Halfley and kind of the scheming, can we stop that Bears run game to make Caleb Williams throw the ball 30 times? I think that's what you want to see going into the next game, to see him throw the ball 30 plus times, and can we take advantage of that? Because that's the formula. The formula isn't to have them run the ball 30 plus times, because if they're running it 30 plus times, there's a lot of success that comes with that for Chicago. Like, they're very good at running the football. But if we make them throw it 30 plus times, that's in our favor, because that's 30 plus times that Micah gets the rush, the passer, and Rashawn Gary and all these other guys. So, if I get Odunze is a very good receiver, but I'll take our chances, you know, with him dropping back and throwing it and our guys going to try to get him. I'll put it that way.
He is your Green Bay Packers champion, Brian Bulaga. Thank you. Talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.